Cheryl Osimo is the executive director of the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition, and she's here to talk about this great organization and their event that takes place on October 26th and give us her spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Cheryl.
Hello, Charlotte.
Tell us about the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition.
Well, the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition was founded in 1991 by a group of lesbians who were really concerned about the environmental causes of not just breast cancer, but cancer in general. And this organization is dedicated to preventing environmental causes of breast cancer through community education, research advocacy, and changes to public policy. We believe that far too many lives are jeopardized by this disease, and the way the epidemic is to prevent the disease before it starts by reducing exposure to carcinogens and hormone disruptors in our environment.
How did you become involved?
Well, I was diagnosed with breast cancer at 41 years of age, and a neighbor and friend told me about the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition, and they were having a gathering in my hometown here on Cape Cod in Hyannis, and I went to that meeting, and I met many of the founders of the organization, and my life was changed forever. I became involved as a volunteer and then on the board of directors, and then joined in helping them with different events. And then I was invited to be the executive director a few years ago. And so I have had the privilege and the honor of being mentored and learning from the best of the best activists I consider in the country who really know how to get the job done, as you do, Charlotte. And it's been a journey for the past 20 years.
What do you hope to accomplish with the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition and with your work?
One of the things that we realized early on when we found out about the high statistics of cancer, again, we are the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition, but we truly believe that whatever we find out as a result of the research that's being done by our sister organization, Silent Spring, that it will lend a hand in helping us to understand what causes such high elevated rates of other types of cancer and ill health. So we have worked very, very hard to try to educate those around us, both locally and nationally. On the national front, we've really come a long way. Presently, the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition is working on three national projects, two with the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. One of those projects is being led by the University of Rhode Island with Silent Spring Institute and Harvard University, working with them on well water testing on Cape Cod, where there's very high levels of PFAS in our water. And then the second project with the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences is a project whereby we're testing the blood of 60 children, again, in Hyannis, that has the highest elevated rates of this PFAS than any other place in the state of Massachusetts. And then third, we're working with CDC and ATSDR, Centers for Disease Control, patrols seven different groups to work with them to study the blood of adults and, again, young people in seven different communities throughout the country. And so that's a third national project that Mass Breast Cancer Coalition is the community partner on. And so finally, we will be able to go in and do these tests, get the job done. And, you know, as we've said many, many, many times, you know, it's unfortunate that chemicals are allowed to be put on the shelves and then we have to prove that they're making people sick to take them off the shelves. Hopefully, because of this research, we're going to be able to prove that the chemicals have made people sick so that it's not going to be so easy to put these dangerous chemicals on the shelves. So we've finally come to the point where we have the funding that we need to do some of this research. Not enough, but enough to get us started for sure.
Tell us about your fundraising event that takes place on October 26th.
We're very excited about this. You know, we've been doing this event for over two decades, And really, it's been great. As you know, Charlotte, being one of our sponsors, we have a great following of sponsors, yourself included, who make it possible for us to get together once a year. And on Saturday, October 26th, from 8 to 12, you know, we'll be at the Inn in Brookline on 1200 Beacon Street in Brookline. Then from 7 to 8, we have a free merengue lesson with Out to Dance instructor Liz Nania. And the wonderful Shelley Cullen will be our DJ. And we're hoping that people will join us to have a great evening. People can come and dress up if they want to. If they want to wear a Halloween costume, that's terrific. A lot of great music, fun appetizers, and just a good time. And we'll be very excited to see so many of our friends that come every year, and hopefully new friends. This year, we've invited college students to join us because we really want to bring the college community together, the young people together, to meet them so that they can meet each other as well. And we have offered tables in our lobby where our silent auction will be so that the students can come and bring their outreach materials. And then if they want to join us on the dance floor, we have a special student rate, $20 in advance and $25 at the door. And the cost to get into the dance, $50 at the door. If you buy them online, they are $40. So we hope people will join us. And if you go to mbcc.org, you can join us.
Who will you be honoring this year?
Well, we're very, very proud that we will be honoring Attorney General Maura Healey. You know, she has been such a leader and such a champion for so many of us over the years. We felt that it was time that we honor her. In the past, as you know, we have honored the founder of the dance, Attorney Susan Wilson, and we were very honored to honor you last year, Charlotte. I don't know what we would do without you, with your support all throughout the year, not just with this event, but with other events. So Maura will not be able to attend, but there's going to be a very special video that she is preparing for the dance, and again, thank you for that as well. We will also be honoring Laura Diamond of Diamond Physical Therapy Associates and members of the Moving Violations Motorcycle Club at MBCC's 22nd annual LGBTQ Lesbians and Friends Dance.
How do you see our LGBTQ community or any minority moving forward in this Trump administration, especially heading into the 2020 election?
I think that the key is for all people to get out there and vote. That's absolutely mandatory. That's the only way we're going to be able to promote change and to have a good outcome. I think it's also important that we continue to come together to work with each other, to educate people around us. So the education component is key in getting out there to vote.
With LGBTQ teens already four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids?
Boy, this is an issue that's so near and dear to my heart, and it's even hard to talk about. You know, teachers, parents, guardians, principals, superintendents of schools, counselors, everybody needs to really pay attention to what's going on in their schools, in their classrooms, in the hallways, at events, because there are students that feel isolated and frightened. They don't know where to go. They don't know who to turn to. Each of us may think that that student has someone to go to. That student may not. And so it's important to reach out. Reaching out is the key. We have to reach out to students that we suspect may be feeling isolated, afraid, and alone. We need to do something about this serious issue, and the only way we can do it is if we come together, work together, promote change on this very serious and sad issue.
How can people get information about the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition and also tickets for your October 26th event?
All you have to do is go to mbcc.org, and you can purchase tickets online, or you can buy the tickets at the door.
What other projects are you working on?
the main projects that we're working on, the national projects that we're working on, as well as our Let's Talk Prevention traveling tour, which has been traveling throughout the state of Massachusetts for the past few years. It's a tour that has materials on it that help you to understand what you could do to lessen your exposure to toxic chemicals. This is an award-winning tour that was given this honor 2 years in a row because of the fact it's free. If anybody knows of a store, a library, an event where you would like this tour, we would either go with the tour or we would mail that tour to you. All we ask is that people pay to have the tour returned to us, which is usually not more than $10 or $15. And we're also working on taking our high school modules. We have a free online high school modules. There are three of them, environmental modules. The teachers can download at the high school level to enhance their curriculum. And our superintendent of schools, president of the board of directors, Dr. Malkus, is presently helping us with her curriculum guides to take these materials and transform them into materials that will be appropriate for both junior high school and elementary school. And we're hoping to be able to roll out these materials during the summer of 2020.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I think it would be great if people would consider supporting the Mass Breast Cancer Coalition, not only for this dance, but also for our Against the Tide events. There is a swim, walk, run, kayak event that will be going on again for over two decades. This event has been going on in Hopkinton, and it will again this year on June 20th in Hopkinton, and then again on Cape Cod on August 15th. We could really use the help of volunteers throughout the state to come and help us, to register people, maybe hand water out to the participants. We certainly do need all the help we can get. It's a great event. Again, both events have been going on for over two decades in each location, both in Brewster on Cape Cod and Hopkinton, Massachusetts.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I absolutely do, and it's by Margaret Mead. Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. When I see people coming together, whether it be at the dance, Against the Tide, the planning of an event, the passion to make a call to your local legislator, your state representative, your state senator, your congressman, and we all come together and do our own part, however small, however big, whatever it is that you can do, that's coming together as a team. And when you come together as a team, on whatever level that is, you can promote change. If every single teacher took a moment to just look in the faces of every student in their class and noticed that one student might be feeling sad and took the time to ask that student what was wrong or if there was anything he or she could do to help, that one action could change the life of a human being. And so when we come together as a community to promote change and make a conscious decision that we'll succeed, that's when things begin to happen. And I thank you, Charlotte Robinson, for helping us to promote change for future generations. And we will be so happy to see you on October 26th to thank you in person.